News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin is getting ready for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
I cannot think or talk really about anything else. I'm kind of an unbearable person to be around at the minute.
And no one is more excited than the Irish Super Swifties.
As a musician, as a business person, as a celebrity, every facet of her I'm just astounded by.
Who treat the starlet less like a singer and more like a god.
The Eras Tour is really kind of like Mecca. It's a very like a religious and a reverential place.
But being a Taylor stan isn't all Easter eggs and sparkles.
There can be such infighting that will drive people to be like, okay, well, so I do need the 8 different versions, otherwise I'm not enough of a fan.
A fandom like hers can come with a hefty toll.
It's something I suppose I've had to defend a lot over the years.
So what is the true cost of being a loyal Swiftie?
I think the maximum that I paid for it was about $4,000 for a front row seat.
And is the price tag worth it for her stans? Are you ready for it?
In the US leg of the Eras Tour, that grossed over $1 billion. For the international leg, it could reach $4 billion. She's receiving as much as $27 million per show, $2,500 per second, which is bonkers.
Connor Kaplis is a journalist with the Irish Times.
Anywhere that Taylor Swift announces a concert, prices of hotels skyrockets. And of course, with all that money spent in a city when she comes, there's huge economic impact. So much so that economists have coined the term Swiftonomics. But of course, you know, the flip side of that, where is that money coming from? It's fans. Fans are paying a lot of money to see Taylor Swift.
I mean, concert tickets alone, at least 10 grand. To me, that's worth every penny.
Super Swiftie Zachary Harahan is taking his Taylor-themed podcast and YouTube channel on the road with her Eras tour.
So I've seen it twice in Chicago and I've seen it 6 times in Singapore, and I'll go on to see it thrice in Dublin and twice in London. Consumerism is a huge part of being a Swiftie and Swiftie culture in general. It's like showing off all the bracelets that you've made, and I'm a victim to it myself. I've had like a bunch of different kind of like custom pairs of shoes and leather jackets made, but that's something that people, you know, they spend hours and hours DIYing like a hand bejeweled bodysuit, spending like premium prices on these gorgeous glass beads. It is quite a commitment if you want to really get into the weeds and stand out from the crowd, I suppose. Participation does require a consumption of some degree, and I think that it's getting a little bit more intense as the Eras Tour evolves as a cultural phenomenon.
The Swiftie fandom is known for being more dedicated than any other, but what some don't spend in money, they make up for in time.
So we just copied and pasted the lyrics onto a Google Doc, and I shared it with my friend Ashley.
Lifelong fan Claire Martin celebrated the release of Swift's latest album with a forensic deep dive of every single lyric.
We decided to go through line by line and leave comments for each other about like what we thought this was alluding to or what this could connect to, both within the album and within her discography and within her life. Fans were always surprised to find that it was more about Maddie Healy than anything else. We weren't really expecting that. And so we decided to kind of break down the timeline of their relationship and like what songs could go with what. We came up with themes for different songs, like a thesis statement for the album. It really sounds more intense than it actually is.
When the Tortured Poets album came out, I set my alarm at like 5 a.m. so I could listen to it before work. And then I realised at 7 a.m. there was a whole new album. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And people were like, oh, just put your headphones in at work. And I was saying, what? I can't do that. I need to be lying down in a dark room, earphones in, like experiencing it.
If Aisling's Grawl for Taylor is anything to go by, the cost of being a fan could never outweigh the benefits for the Swifties.
Like, people have asked me, what would you spend to go to see the Eras Tour? And I can't put a figure on it. Like, you know, I don't know what, I genuinely don't know what would be unreasonable for me to spend on it. This is the artist of my life, like the soundtrack to my life, her crown and glory. Like, this is the tour. I'll always have the music. The concert is only one night. I'm actually going twice to the Eras Tour. But it's just one little snapshot. But I listen to Taylor Swift every single day. So I always say, I think I hitched my cart to the right horse when I was 9, because little would I have known that I would just get so much joy and happiness from following this artist for my whole life.
Okay. News Talk Sarah Madden reports excitement building all across the land, Ciara.
Absolutely. And proper order too. I saw her in Lisbon. Absolutely brilliant.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.